The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I want to know when the bleeding is going to stop here, Jay, because I don't see a good sign. I don't see any part of this ending anytime soon, and I'm kind of worried about it.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm certainly not happy about it. I haven't been happy to watch them for the last, like, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month.
Well, are you hate-watching at this point, though? I guess that's kind of what I'm wondering. I mean, the five-game losing streak, the Guards have been outscored 32-8. They've scored just two out of the last 45 innings of baseball. And, I'm at the part where I'm watching these games, and I'm getting angry at them for a couple of different reasons. Obviously, we'll play Chase DeLauder audio coming up in a second. But, like, I'm mad about the DeLauder, Kayfis, Brito situation. I'm getting angry about the idea that it feels like anytime this whether it's Antonetti or Chernoff, they just get some sort of odd Peterlin pass that Peterlin doesn't put out. Everywhere you turn, I get mad at the Dolans. I get mad at Vogt and his just relentless optimism at the end of these games. I just want him to be mad once in a while, and it just seems like it's a never-ending cycle of me just getting angry at a team that I like rooting for and I have a vested interest in and I want to see do well.
Yeah, so I reacted to the game last night on overtime, and I looked at it, and I think it was basically the end of me being mad was yesterday.
Oh, so now you hit apathy.
Yeah, I've fully
so
reached
losing it. Losing five straight, seven out of your last 10 and nine out of your last 15, that's what it takes to get there.
It took that and the combination of going in, you had a chance to do something that was different. You had a chance to look at it and go, we can't hit the ball. Gabriel Arias just got hurt. What would be our fix? Bringing up somebody that can hit the ball. You brought in Brian Rocchio. Brian Rocchio can't hit the ball. I've watched Brian Rocchio for a season and 2 months. He'd be a 205 hitter. He's useless.
Did you see playoff Rocchio?
Yeah. He gave me, six games of actually being a good hitter.
Well, now we're going back to Nick's point of, like, yeah, 17 at-bats is enough to be tell you that he's awesome. It's like, no, it isn't.
It's the opposite Ty Jerome.
Yeah, well, he could just be a playoff performing. Just call him up whenever you face the Yankees. Well, you got to DH him because he couldn't play defense in that series either, but that's usually the one thing he's good at. But, like, that was it for me. It's like, okay, so you have a chance to go call up Juan Brito, who can actually hit the baseball, and you gave me Brian Rocchio. That tells me you don't care about winning right now. Like, you don't care about at least fixing the problems that are directly smack in front of your face. I don't know how many nights, because I was spending probably three or four shows before that, getting up and getting angry at Guardians games and screaming and being mad at the things they were doing and just the lackluster and lifeless offense. If you're going to give me Brian Rocchio and that's going to be your fix for the offense, okay, you don't care. In turn, I can't continue to get mad and care as much as I do.
And the problem I'm having with it is that at some point we sound like a broken record. I can only cry and yell and get angry about wanting DeLauder and all these other guys up here, and them just not listen and not take any sort of, at least any sort of inventory of what their fan base wants, desires, needs, anything else. And then I can only do that for so long. I mean, that's the reality. And so watching him play baseball the past couple days, or really last night, and then obviously the series before, I mean, it has been, it's making my eyes bleed. But the worst part is even though I'm sitting there and I'm rooting for them to win, I got a text from a buddy of mine, and this buddy is he might be the biggest Guardians fan I know. I mean, he goes to so many different games, but the man has not missed a pitch in 20 years, right? Like, he's one of those type of fans. And he texted me last night as the game was going on and the offense was just obviously miserable. And he said something along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing obviously, but I didn't say his name, so what does it matter if I paraphrase or give you the exact wordage? But it was something along the lines of, like, I'm rooting for this team to not lose. Like, almost as if he wants them to sit in the mud and just kind of think about the problems that they've caused and think about the situation that they're in. Now, I think that might be a bridge too far to take it to that degree where you're rooting for the team to lose because you want Antonetti and Chernoff to look like the idiots that they currently are portraying themselves to be by not calling up these players. Might be a little too far. Might go a little too far. I'm rooting for this team to win. Obviously, I am. But there is a part of me that agrees with my friend. And there's a part of me that gets angry at what I've seen and what I've watched. And they're making what was once a really likable group seem very unlikable right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is far off as entertaining can get. Like, I mean, it's a snooze fest to watch the games. They're not fun to watch.
I've had more fun watching C-SPAN at times in life.
Yeah, not surprised.
And I love baseball. What I love about baseball so much is you have something like what happened in the second inning of last night's game with Gavin Williams, where he had three straight outs recorded, but none of them involved a Cub player swinging an at-bat. You had the two pickoffs, and like it was just like, I love baseball for those type of reasons. You will see something that you've never seen before in your life. Like that was the first time since 1920 that Cleveland's recorded three non-plate appearance outs in one inning, and it was the first time it's happened in the big leagues since before I was born, since 1985. Like, that's what I love about baseball. Any given night, you can see something random, something weird, something different. That's what makes the game so fun. But these games have not been fun, Jake. They've been the farthest thing from fun.
No, and I think sometimes for a casual viewer, it's like, okay, if you're not scoring runs, it's not fun. That's not even necessarily the case for me. Like, I can watch a pitcher's duel and be completely entertained. Like, if Tanner Bibee's just on one night, Sonny Gray's on one night, I could be having the time of my life.
Those are my favorite games.
Yeah, like, there's a different sort of feeling to it.
You have to understand what exactly that game is, too. If it's Maddox versus Pedro, and it's not, you know, you're sitting there and you're watching both awesome pitchers. Just, I should have used an actual, like, real 2025 scenario. I apologize. I just brought two pitchers that mainly played before you were born into the equation.
That's okay. I know who both are. I got my baseball history.
If it's Crochet versus Skubal right now, that or works. Skubal versus DeGrom right now, and both players are just locked in, and both players are just dealing the way that they have been dealing, you're like, okay, I get it. The swing and miss stuff is there. They're painting corners. They are putting on an art show, and this is fun to watch. But, like, even within some of these games where you've seen the Guardians at bats be lifeless, it's not as if we've seen the starting pitching over the last five games be awesome. Like, Gavin Williams was in a lot of trouble last night in different spots.
Yeah, and that's the part that makes them, you know, probably be closer to sellers than buyers. But you ask the question, like, where does the bleeding stop? As gross as it is, and I hate the term and I hate the entire thing behind it, it's kind of using this team and where they're at right now and finding a way to get back to guards ball, right? Because the pitching's good. Yeah, I don't like guards ball. Guards ball is boring to me.
Nobody likes guards ball. Guards ball was made up and it's stupid.
Yes.
Nobody likes guards ball.
But, like, if you look across the board,
it's about as cool as Brownstown.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh,
it's close. But if you looked at it, I truthfully do think like this team's strength is obviously just putting together base hits. They still don't have the power bats. It's not like they're going to go and just lease doubles left and right. They're not going to hit the ball over the wall. It's getting this team back to actually knowing what their role is and just having guys make solid contact. Like, I think you have some quad A players. There's no doubt about that. You also have some major league hitters. Like, I think Angel Martinez, well, he has definite flaws in his game, I think puts together major league at bats.
When do we turn 4A into quad A? When does that become a thing? Is that a you thing?
Is that a me thing?
That might be a you
Mac,
thing.
Mac, is that a me thing?
We've always called him 4A. We've always called him 4A. First off, I hate the 4A designation. Guardians players obviously have way too many of them. Just hate it though. I get the descriptor attached to it all. It's always kind of bugged me though. It just kind of stinks. Anyway, we got a lot of guys that are perfect examples of it. John Kenzie Noel is a perfect example.
Jonathan Rodriguez.
Yeah, like all these. I mean, there's way too many of them. Just thought it was always just kind of a lame descriptor for people.
I think it makes a lot of sense. The guy that goes and has a terrible approach at the plate, mashes the ball against bad pitchers, and he gets up and it's like, oh, they have a scouting report on me. They know what they're doing, and I look terrible. And that's like half the guys on the roster.
It's more the idea that you can hit AAA pitching, but you can't hit major league pitching.
Right. Well,
you
know, that's like part
of it. The guy that throws 93 but has little movement isn't going to be as much of a challenge as the guy that throws 96 and the ball moves across the plate. Like there's obviously what I love about the idea between the two. I hate the descriptor, but I love the idea between the two is that there is a massive gap in leagues. And there's just a recognition of that. But I just can't stand it. 216-474-0092. I'm sorry, that was a weird tangent by me. But I just can't stand it. Because the Guardians have so many of them. And it keeps popping up over and over again. But Chase DeLauder keeps popping up. And that's what I want to focus in on. He was on Channel 5 with our buddy Cameron. And Cameron Justice got a great interview with him. And this is what he had to say. Here we go.
You play for the fans, you know, you want to play for the city, you want to win a championship for the city, so it's great to hear and see everybody's excited for me to be there and for me to play there. It's exciting. I think fans should be excited. I mean, I'm ready to be there, I'm ready to play, and I'm glad to hear that they are ready for me too.
Yeah, I mean, he says he's ready to be a big leaguer. Listen, I don't know that DeLauder's got the most enthusiasm attached to him with anything that he says, but when he is openly speaking to local news channels and news stations about like, hey, I'm ready to play. I'm ready to be a big leaguer right now. I can't explain why they're not calling me up either. And maybe you should have already called him up.
Well, so this was such a big part of the conversation is why is he not getting called up? Well, they're trying to extend him out. They're trying to get him to play, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And that's where they want him to be. And their claim was, hey, his body's not really responding that well to trying to play 4 days a week.
Yeah, right? Don't care. Don't buy it.
Clearly, he doesn't care either.
Right.
If he's like, I'm ready to play, the body's got to be responding fine enough if you're saying, call me up, I'm ready to go. Like, it's not like, man, I'm sore here and clearly I'm not ready to fully contribute to this team. It's like, no, I could probably play 4 days. Just get me up there.
It's being asked, are you ready for the job? And him saying, yes, I can't explain why they're not giving me this job right now. And he's 100% right. Now, I hate that he's got to almost advocate for himself, go on local news stations and be like, I can't explain what their thought process is either. It makes no sense to me. It's just, it's odd. It's odd that he would even say this and have to speak this way for himself. But I'm happy that he's at least comfortable enough to be like, yeah, I don't get it either.
I know it's something like, obviously we've been screaming about DeLauder for what feels like months
for a job. Yeah.
But I mean, how much more undeniable can he be? He's on a 15-game hitting streak. He's on a 27-game on-base streak. Uh-huh. He's playing 3 to 4 nights a week.
And the offense right now can't hit. It'd be different if we were standing in the way of all sorts of different players and we're like, well, we got to find out more from Jonathan Rodriguez, and we got to see what else player X, Y, or Z can do. We don't have to right now. We don't have to. You have the worst right field situation in the entire major leagues. You have the worst two-hole situation in all of baseball. You got holes everywhere. Worst offense in the entire sport for the month of June. Start fixing it. But for some reason, they won't. And I don't think the Guardians are understanding right now. They're not only making a lot of fans mad, but they're making it really hard to take in their product. And there will hit a point where they try to go to the DeLauder well and bring him up to enthuse the fan base and get people excited. And people will not care. People will have they've lost the idea of even caring. They won't believe that you're a serious team this year. And bringing DeLauder won't bring the excitement that you think it will.
Yeah, I truthfully think right now they bringing in a new name, whether that be Kephas, DeLauder, Brito, is more important than anything they do on the field after it for the actual product you're putting out there and the imagery you're giving off by doing it.
For more on this and for more on the game tonight, Zach Zabeman, part of the Cubs Radio Network. He'll join us next right here on The Fan with Afternoon Drive.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.